This is a dramatized audiobook production of Cursed, a Green Mountain Pack novel by Ashley Sin. Narrated by John Teal and Elizabeth Fite. Produced and published by HeatAudiobooks.com. Chapter 1. JT. I watched the apple float into the air and hang between the faces of the two mischievous boys. Their focus wasn't dampened by their soaking wet hair or the ice-cold breeze moving through town. They didn't seem to have a care in the world other than that dangling fruit. I smiled as they made the thing twist and turn with not much more than a look and a flick of their fingers. The crowd around them continued on without noticing, probably a good thing considering where we were. But their mother was paying attention, and she wasn't thrilled.
Devin! Daniel!
She screamed, sneaking up on the startled boys, reaching out with her hand to smack the apple. It fell with a splash into the barrel of water. More apples bounced around in the wake as the boys turned to face her wrath.
What are you doing?
Looking out over the streets at the people enjoying the festivities, she shook her head and sighed.
Not here.
A large man sauntered over to them and gave the boys a stern look. Wrapping his arm around the woman, he said something that made the kids laugh, then rubbed their heads with an affection I hadn't expected. My cousin had been suffering for a long time, and I was surprised how much her happiness affected me. That longing for companionship continued to grow inside my chest, despite what I wanted right now. I didn't have time to share my life with someone, especially when my life was a steaming pile of shit. The high-pitched giggles caught my attention, and I dropped my eyes to look in front of me. Two teenage girls were staring at me, and then their phones, as though trying to decide if I was the person they thought I was. I guess they were looking at the most recent news article about my family, and I took a deep breath to calm my stomach. The Corwins always provided the best entertainment New England had to offer. When there's no such thing as bad publicity, you can count on a Corwin to find their way into the spotlight. Whether it was news of my father's disappearance, the most eligible bachelor article someone wrote about me, or my mother's cold words for those who speculated about her guilt, the news cycle always found a way to include something unflattering. Yep, my shitstorm of a life. The young girl started to walk toward me, so I quickly pushed off the wall I was leaning against and made my way to my cousin and her family. I sensed the teens following closely behind, but the moment they saw Jack turn around with his permanent scowl, they quickly changed course. I gave Jack a quick nod, and he tapped Lindy on the shoulder. Her radiant smile forced me to do the same as she held out her arms and jogged toward me.
JT!
She wrapped her arms around me in a tight squeeze. I could sense her happiness and gratefulness without needing to see the tears in her eyes.
Oh, I'm so happy to see you.
Returning her hug with genuine affection, the tightness in my gut lessened a little bit. Hi, Lindy. You look great. Lindy and I had always maintained a close relationship, even though her family disowned her when she ran off and married a sorcerer. It was too bad, since my aunt and uncle were missing out on enjoying their grandchildren. The twins were the reason why I'd done everything I could a few months ago to help Lindy and Jack and get rid of her abusive ex for good. Well, actually, Jack took care of that, but I helped make it all go away.
Boys!
Lindy called over her shoulder.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?